Hello once again, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. It is Wednesday, August the 10th, 2005. And can you believe that yesterday we celebrated the 6th month anniversary of the Kansas City Weather Podcast? It's hard to believe. 165 episodes later, nearly daily updates from February 9th of this year. And I really, really appreciate all of you for listening here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. I do this for you guys, and it warms my heart that you get something out of this each and every day. And if you're new here, welcome. Glad to have you here. You might have found us from an article in the Pitch Weekly here today. I guess they had an article on podcasting in this week's edition. I don't know if they mentioned the Kansas City Weather Podcast or Podcast 411, which Rob has kind of been the main contact for them. But if you're joining us from the Pitch Weekly, well, I'm going to have to go out and see if I can find that here tomorrow. Welcome. Glad to have you here. All right, enough of the chit-chat. I've been going on for about a minute here. Let's talk a little bit about the weather. The heat continues across the Kansas City area. Today's high temperature, officially up the airport, hit 98 degrees, and I think the heat will be sticking around with us here for the next couple of days. Question is how warm it will get, and the real iffy part on how warm it will get, it really depends on if we see any isolated thunderstorms across the area. I think tomorrow we get away without any seeing any showers or thunderstorms. On Friday, maybe a little bit of a different story. Right now, I'm thinking any rain chances hold off until late in the afternoon. Better chances in the evening and overnight on Friday before the rain really begins to move in as we head through the weekend and into early next week. If we see the thunderstorms around the area a little bit earlier, could drop temperatures off a little bit. If we see pure, simple sunshine on Friday, we could be seeing temperatures at or just above 100 degrees. We'll have to see. Right now I'm calling for a high of 99 degrees both tomorrow as well as Friday. Then we drop it off rapidly into the 70s as we head towards the end of the weekend. The reason for the cooler weather and the chances for rain will be a cold front that will be pushing through our area as we head through Friday night. And then it stalls out south of Kansas City. How far south is still kind of up in the air, but with a storm system developing across the southwest part of the country, it should feed quite a bit of monsoon moisture towards us, believe it or not, and that will keep the rain chances up as we head through the early part of next week, which is certainly some good news as much of the area is just blanket dry, especially as you head east of the city. So the weekend doesn't look that great, but we really need the rain, so I think it's actually pretty welcome for this time of the year. Your allergen counts for today, pollen in the low category at 1, and mold low also at 6,818, but we're seeing some pretty high allergic type pollen in the air right now, so you might be suffering a little bit more than the counts are hinting at today. Your detailed forecast overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies, just the outside chance we see some scattered showers or thunderstorms if you live along the Missouri-Iowa border across northern Missouri. Otherwise, like I said, partly cloudy skies and a low tonight here in the city of 72. Then for your Thursday, partly cloudy skies, another hot day with a high temperature around 99 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 72. Friday, partly cloudy skies with that chance for showers and thunderstorms. Better chances coming late in the afternoon and into the evening and overnight hours. And a high on your Friday, also of 99 degrees. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm just going to call it partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers and thunderstorms throughout those days. A high on your Saturday of 84, Sunday into the 70s, 79 degrees for a high temperature, and Monday mostly cloudy and a high of 77. And that will do it for this Wednesday evening edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. If you have any comments or feedback, shoot me an email over to my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. And you can also leave comments over at the website, kcweather.blogspot.com. Thank you again for listening here today, and stay subscribed. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.